What was going on the Mishnah steht as akusim matam mishkev tachtin ke elyoin mit nishem beile nidus vehen yishve sel kol dam vadam. Steht that the kusim are nidin like beile nidus, the matam mishkev tachtin ke elyoin. Why they considered beile nidus? Because the kusiyas are yishve sel kol dam vadam. Gemara explains it means that they're not mavchen between the maris domen. They start seeing dam yorik, and they consider that to be dam tome, and they start counting yimei nidus from dam that was really tohor, and they didn't begin the yimei nidus yet. So the halacha b'deraisa is that a nida that sees dam is tmeya for 7 days, whether she sees dam all 7 days or whether she stopped, she showed just the tipas dam kechardu, she's tmeya for 7 days. So they would start counting the 7 days from the first riyah, even though that riyah was a riyah of dam yorik, which was really tohir. And the next day she started seeing dam tomei, so she should have started to count the 7 days from the second day. And she's going to go be tovel a day early. And maybe she's still a nida. And the kusi, that's boil. This woman is a boil nida. That's the tumor from the kusin. Das steht nicht. Aber Tanja Omer Reb Meir, im Ein Yeshivas al Kodam v'dam takonu gedoy lihilohem. If every time they see dam, they would keep the whole 7 days, there would be a takonu gedoy lo. But that's not what they do. El Shiroi is dam odoyim. U'mashlim is oisei lo dam yorek. They would be mashlim dam odoyim lo dam yorek. They would count the rest of the 7 days of that they started counting for the dam yorek, and they would continue that with dam odoyim. And Memele, that's what made them into Bayle Nidus. Tovar Acher, Zach Tigmar, Noch Abshat, why the Kusim are Bayle Nidus? Yom Shepesekes Beisef Rosu Leminyan Shiva. They would count the day that they made the Hefsek Targa, they would count that for the day of, for a day of Shiva Nikiyim. The Zov G'doyla that needs Shiva Yomim Nikiyim before she becomes Tohir. If she sees 3 days, if she sees a dam below yes nidosa for 3 days, she needs shiva nikim. So the 7 days start the day after she makes the hefsek tara. She makes the hefsek tara Sunday before shkia, and Monday she starts counting the shiva nikim. And the kusiyas didn't do that. They would count the day that they made the hefsek tara. They would make a hefsek tara by day, and the rest of that day they would consider one yom noki. Why would they count that as a yom noki? Because they would say miktas ayim kikulay. They made a hefsek tara in the afternoon. Then the rest of the day is miktas ayim kikulay. So that kilo you have another day that's a yom noki, and then you continue counting another 6 days afterwards. And that's no good. Maybe the kusim are considered by the nidus. Frekti gemore maskef l'rama barchoma. But Tisperianu, that she's right. Let them count the taka. Vana nami in the spirit. We should also count that day. The kaimulam miktasayim kikuloi. We pass in the din miktasayim kikuloi. So what's taka wrong with what the kusi is do? Tisra says over here. In the Bamaskh the Iudoch Kumukim and Afshi, that's when the Gemara answers Rov is Kasha and Rama Bachoma. Tosfos says Eina Emes Kim. The Aloch is not like the Kusim, mid the post porch beperik baser Ravki Kusori Omr of the Shmaita, the Gemara the Kasha and the Shita that Rav said that it comes out like the Kusim. But it says nobody holds like the Kusim. The Aloch is not like the Kusim. The day that you make a Hefsek Tara, you can't count for Shiva Nikiyim. Shail is why? The Gemara doesn't explain why not. Rama Bachoma is the very good Kasha. We pass in miktas ayim kikulei. So Tosfos in the Baramaskel Sefros of the Minyan Zayin, Tosfos says over there, he has the kasha that we have a shita from Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi says in Psochim as miktas ayim kikulei, and miktas ayim kikulei. Rabbi Yosi says by Azov Ktan, to make clear what's the hilcha ziva. That the isha that sees dam beloy es nidosa. That means after the shivas yimei nidus, she sees dam, and there's a period of 11 days that's called Beloy Es Nidosa. If she sees in those days either 1 day or 2 days, she has to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to have one Yom Noki. If she sees 3 days in those 11 days, then she needs Shiva Nikiyim. Rabbi Yossi holds that an Isha that sees 1 day or 2 days, and then she was tevel in the morning, Mikta Sayem Kikuloi, she had the next day was Yom Noki, part of the day was Noki, so Mikta Sayem Kikuloi was already considered 1 Yom Noki, she wanted to be tevel afterwards. Later in that day, she saw Dam again. Rabbi Yossi holds that the time in the middle, she was tevel. We don't say that it becomes the mafreya, she was tmeya the whole time. The ri at the end of the Yom Noki is not so the mafreya that it wasn't a Yom Noki. Maybe if the shech to the Korban Pesach for this isha, between the tvila in the morning and the ri that she saw later in the afternoon, she was yotzi Korban Pesach. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. I mean, if she was tevel erev Pesach in the morning, she had miktsa sayoyim, and she was tevel in the morning, so yifum achatzoy sayoyim, the shech to the Korban Pesach for her. Later, after the Zrikas Adam, she became Tomei again. She's part of him being the Pesach Sheni, because she was Yoy to the Korban Pesach, because she was Tahira after the Mikta Sayyim Kikulo. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds Mikta Sayyim Kikulo in Zovuk Tana. Frek the Gemara Akash, according to Rabbi Yossi, Zov Gedoyla li Rabbi Yossi Heicha Mashkachas. How could you ever have a Zov Gedoyla? A Zov Gedoyla has to see 3 days, 3 days in a row. Frekti Gemara, that there's never 3 days in a row. Because since every time she's going to see 1 day, so the end of that day is already going to be Yom Shomer. Kivan Chazoi Palga Di Yoyma Idach Palga Selke L'Shimu. That's if she saw Dam on Sunday, she's not going to have to wait for Monday to be a Yom Noki. The rest of Sunday is going to be the Yom Noki already. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds, you say Miktas Hayom Kikuloi, that if she was shame at the beginning of the day, Benikius, even though she saw later that day, she's not Soiso Lamafreya. Frekti Gemara, the same thing should be when she saw in the morning, so what she sees later that day is not going to be considered, not a Yom Noki. And the Gemara Taka makes a chetimtze that she saw some of Lishkiya Sachamma, that there was no time left at the end of the day to be considered Miktas Hayom Kikulei. Frektesus, Rabbi Yossi sounds exactly like the Kusim. She saw Dam in the morning, and then you're saying Miktas, and then she made a Hefsik Taira, and you're saying Idoch Palga, the second half of the day, Salka Lashio, that's Yom Shepay Sekas Boy, Sefrosi Luminion Shiva. Zoktesus, Yeshlema de Rabbi Yossi lesle miktas hayom kikuli el besoif sfira kamo shemeres yoim. The end of the sfira, shemeres yoim keneged yoim, the halacha is that once she was safe for 1 day, her sfira is over. So, there Rabbi Yossi held the yom shepei sekas by sefras in the minyan shiva. She saw dam in the morning, and then she stopped seeing dam. The second half of the day is going to be considered a miktas yoim noki, and she can tovel at night. That's what Rabbi Yossi held, because that finishes her nikiyas already. But she'enkein, by Yezov G'doyla, the case of the Kusim is the Isha that saw 3 days. And she needs now Shiva Nikiyim. So you're going to count the first day as a Yom Noki. It's not going to be the Seif Sfira, it's going to be the Tchila Sfira. And that is, that's only the Kusim Shita, that we don't pass. There's a difference between Tchila Sfira and Seif Sfira. This doesn't explain what's the difference between Tchila Sfira and Seif Sfira. We'll see if the Rishonim talk more, say, has Beirim, and what's the chiddush between Tchila and Seif. Maybe we'll talk about it later. There's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud that says another teretz on this kasha. Another teretz, why Rabbi Yossi could hold that is of a ketana, is the second half of the day is considered a Yom Noki. And the kusim that count the yom shepei sekes boy leminyan shiva are wrong. What's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the kusim? Zok Tosfos, there's a difference between zovek tana and zovek gedoyla. V'nirud leidam yezov lahani to ha'yomim nikiim koped rachmona v'heich yal seif ha'yom v'arei in ze yom tov dekvar roaso. Zok Tosfos, that you can't say Miktas Hayom Kikuloi by a Zova, you can't say Miktas Hayom Kikuloi by Shiva Nikiyim, because the Isha that saw in the morning, and let's say she saw Monday morning, you can't say the second half of the day is Miktas Yom Noki. She saw today. Today is not a Yom Noki. It's not a Miktas Yom Noki. It's a Miktas Yom Shaini Noki. So Mamela, the second half of the day can't count. So Mamela, there's no Miktas Hayom. There's nothing. The Torah said Yomim Nikim. There's no Yom Noki. There's no Miktas Yom Noki either. I Zovuktana Zoktech Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi does say that Rasa Bapalga the Yom either Palga Salka Lashimu. Zoktesvis. Vafal Bidu Shemeres Yom. Seifayim Oilu Lekmesha Afarish. Shiny Hosom, the Sphiras Echod Lechod, Nafkelon Besof Nido, Midiksiv Yiye. The din of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, we learn out of a posuk was a state Yiye. Yiye means Hosef La Kosov Havaya Acheres. There was a Yom Tomei, and against the Yom Tomei, I need a Yom Tomei. So I need a Havaya Acheres. So the second half of the day could be considered a Yom Tomei, even though she saw in the morning, it's a Yom Tomei. Aval hocho bepeizova gedoilo achar titor ksiv. Steht in Posek achar titor, de darshinon shaloite tumma mafsekis. The tumma can't be mafsek. And the maidla, since she saw the beginning of the day, so that day is not a yom noki, it's as if we have a tumma mafsekis beinayim. Tesis lechere is very, very hard to understand what Tesis means. There's no tumma mafsekis. The tumma was before you started counting shivanikim. The tumma was in the morning. She saw Dam in the morning, and you're saying the second half of the day is considered of Havaya Acheres, that's good enough for Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. It's a Havaya of Targa against the Havaya of Tumah that was in the beginning of the day, and that's fine. So the Riyah in the morning is going to say, I don't even have a Mikzas Hayom, because the second half of the day is part of the day that I saw Tumah. So what if I saw Tumah in the morning, but the Tumah was before I started... I started the Nikius. Achar Titor Shleite Tuma Mavsekes by name. There is no Tuma Mavsekes by name here. What does Tesis mean? Apparently, Tesis doesn't explain why that's called the Tuma Mavsekes by name if you saw the Tuma before the Hafsik Tag. It's not Mishnah. I'm not sure if it's the last Mishnah in Masechta. Yeah, it is. The last Mishnah in Masechta Nida. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah if Yom Yud Aleph, Roi Yom Achad Osur, if you need Shimur or not. We mentioned before that Zovek Tana is 11 days after the Nidus. Nidus, Isha sees Dam, for 7 days she's a Nida. From the 8th day, counting another 11 days is Yemei Zivah. She sees Dam in those days, is she sees 1 day or 2 days, she has to be Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. She sees 3 days, she becomes a Zovek Gedol and she needs Shiva Nikiyim. What if she saw Dam on the 11th day? Haroya Yom Achados. She saw on the 11th day of the Yemei Zivah, she saw Dam. Does she need Shimur or not? Is a machlekes b'shamayim b'silut. So the case in the Mishnah is like this. Haroya Yom Achados. V'tovlo le'erev u'mishamsho. At night, she was tovlo right away, before she had a Yom Noki the next morning, and she was mishamsho at night. B'shamay emrim, metamen mishko v'moishov, they're both metamen mishko v'moishov, she's a zovek tana, and he's a boil nida, so they're both metamen mishko v'moishov, v'chayovim b'kob, and they have to bring a kob v'chattas, they did this b'shoigig, they were over on Esr, they have to bring a kob v'chattas. U'b'sil lo'emrim p'turim menakob. They still hold that they're not mechuyev in a korban. The night after Yom Yud Aleph only needs Shimur mid Rabbonon. There's Gzeir de Rabbonon. Yom Yud Aleph does not need Shimur mid Reis. It's only also mid Rabbonon. So that Turim and a korban. Beshamay holds mechuyev in a korban because they hold the Yom Yud Aleph by Yishim. The Shayin is as according to Beshamay that they hold, according to Beshilam, that they hold Yom Yud Aleph. Loi bo yishim. It's mashma in the Mishnah that only if they were mishamish v'tovlo la'erev v'mishamsho, if they were mishamish at night, she was tovlo at night, and they were mishamish at night, then she's p'turim and akol. What if she was tovlo by day? She saw Dam 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she went to the mishnah an hour later. If you don't need shimur, so why can't you be tovlo the same day? Balkeri. A Balkeri that sees Keri, he's Tommy. As soon as the carry is finished, he goes to the mikveh, he's tevil. He might need Harav Shemesh for Terumah, for Kodshim. The tevil is right away. There's no time. The reason why a Shemer Siyem Keneged Yom can't go be tevil today, L'chayra, the reason is because the next day he has to be a Yom. She needs Shemesh, she needs a Yom Noki, she needs to be Shemer Siyem Keneged Yom. But according to Beis Hillel, Yom Yud Aleph does not have to be Shemer Siyem Keneged Yom. So why tevil la Erev? Why can't she be tevil that day? My story is that day is considered a Yom Tomei, even without the din of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. The day that you see down is considered a Yom Tomei, even though you don't need Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Even a Roya Yom Yud Aleph that doesn't need a Shemira the next day could be Toivel Erev. When the day is over, at night she can be Toivel. The day, she can't be Toivel.
New Pasuk.
Huh?
New Pasuk.
Which Pasuk? Where do we learn this from? About them. And I think this didn't state beferish on the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perik Vov, Yisurei Bia, Halacha Tes. Ketzad, Roasa Adam Bimei Zivosa, Yishu Datsu Adam Bimei Zivosa, Ben Shiroasa Betchilas Alaylo, Ben Shirasa Besef Hayoim, Hare Oise Hayoim Kuloi Tomei, Uki Ilu Loi Posak Adam Meis Shirasa Ad Shashoka Achama. Ramam said it's an interesting lotion. That Yoim is Kuloi Tomei, that day is Tomei, Uki Ilu Loi Posak Adam Meis Shirasa Ad Shashoka Achama. It's as if she's seeing Dam a whole day. Umeshamer is called a Laila, and the whole night has to be clean. Vim leras klumba laylo mashkema slomocha v'tevelas achashaton etzachama. Then mishameres kol hayom to see that she's not sis. The Rambam starts off before he talks about the mishameres kol laylo. He says that yom is tomei ki ilu leposak adam meis shirasa ad sheshoka achama. That's the din v'sishtet in the Mishnah. That even someone that doesn't need a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom and is not Meshameres HaLaylo and not Mashkemes L'mochor V'Tevelus Meshameres Kol HaYom, she doesn't need Shimur, but that day is Kilu Leposak Adam. That day is a whole Yom Tomei as if the Dam didn't stop.
Is
it
Rambam
that
there's a Shiva going when she doesn't have to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, or are you talking about every day?
He's talking all the time, but the nafkemina is only in this case. If you have to be shemeres yom keneged yom, lachera wouldn't be negayah.
But shemeres halayla,
no. Shemeres halayla because the layla has to be noki. If the layla won't be noki, then the second half of the day is not oyel l'shimer. Even by azov ktanu, because we don't pasken like Rabbi Yosi. We hold that the din yom shepesekes by you can't be sofer is not only by azov gdoyla, but even by azov ktanu. Just like we argue with the Kusim by Ezov Ktanu, you can't be safe for the end of the day. So we argue with Rabbi Yosi that you can't do that on by Ezov Gdoyle either. By Ezov Ktanu either. So you have to be Shemeres Kol HaLaylo so that it should be Noki.
So it's a regular din of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. It's not
right.
This
right. The din of Shemeres Kol HaLaylo has to do with Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. But till Shemeres Kol HaLaylo, the Rambam said more than that. Before Shemeres Kol HaLaylo, he said, as Harei Ko, Oisei Ayin Kulei Tomei Kilu Leposak Adam Eish Shirasat Sheshoka Achama. Then afterwards, Meshameres Kol HaLaila. The day that she saw is before Meshameres. The day that she saw Adam is that day is Kilu Leposak Adam Shlit Nayamban. It's as if the Adam was coming a whole day. What's Negea that din that it didn't come that she's seeing Adam a whole day? It's Negea. If you hold it, you don't need, according to Beis Hillel, where you don't need Shimur, in the day of Yom Yud Aleph, where you don't need Shimur, that day is still Tomei. The Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Chof, Mishnah Shteitotin, as in Kornis HaMegillah, V'lei Molin, Yikim Ekimila, V'lei Toivlin, V'lei Mazin, all mitzvahs that have to be by day have to be after the Netzachama. So the Gemara talks about Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, why does she have to have Netzachama? The Gemara says, Pshita, Ma'ashim Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Mikol Chai V'Tvilas, Shtetach In Toivlin, sagt die Gemara, jetzt durch Salke Deiter Hamine, der Hewe Kiri, die Schöne Schalzav, der Rie, die Schöne Schalzav, ist geschlu Balkeri. Die Ksiv, so ist der Schalzav, er schottet sie meine Schicht was Zerra, aber Balkeri, der Hewe bei ihm, hein Ami, dit will bei ihm. So die Gemara sagt, dass der Chiddisch, der Schemer Asiem, kann er gedion, kann only be teufel by day, and can be teufel by night, is because I would think, that der Schemer Asiem, kann er gedion, is doimet der Rie, die Schöne Schalzav, that is kishle balkeri, and the balkeri that sees dam is that sees keri is tevil biyomei that same day. So I would think that every shemer asim keneged yom could be tevil that same day, could be tevil at night. There's no din one to be tevil. V'ho biyomom olay motzi tovlo she can't be tevil by day. Diksiv kol yemei zoivu kemishkav nidosa yelo. So Rashi teaches the Gemara that there's a ribi over here. But it's yitochen that the Rambam teaches the Gemara that in the posuk steht, this halacha. New posuk. Kol yemei zoiva, the day that the dam is off, the day that you saw dam, ke mishkev nidosa yelo. It should be like mishkev nidosa. Just like by a nidah, is the halacha is when she saw one day, we consider it all 7 days kilo le posuk adam. It makes no difference if she saw a tipas dam kechadl, if she saw for 7 days straight. The yemei zoiv tum also, the days that she sees the ziva are also like nida. That day is a yom tomei. There's no 7 days, it's that day. But that day is tomei kilu le posak adam. And then there's another din from sfira. No noch halocha from sfira. The mocker would be from this gemara, a mishnah, a rambam. And that could be pshat and tesis. You can have a gewaldige pshat and tesis. Tesis is up there when there's a din from achar tito shleite tumam avsekes beinehem. So somebody who sees betchilas hayom is always going to have a tumam avsekes beinehem, because even though the dam stopped coming, it's as if the dam is coming a whole day. So mainly after the hefsek tayre, she's still seeing dam, and there's a tumam avsekes in the shivanikim. Masha'enkin is over ktano doesn't have a din of shleite tumam avsekes beinehem. We don't care if there's a tumah. There has to be a Havaya Acheres. Havaya Acheres is that there's a time of the day that there was a Rias Dam, a time that there was no Rias Dam. It's Kiilu Ras Adam. The Tumah is here Kiilu Ras Adam, but there's no... The Metzias, the Havaya, the Metzias is that the Dam stopped. It's Havaya Acheres. Zog Tosfos, as even though by Zovek Tanu Halt Reb Yosi, that there's Havaya Acheres, and the second half of the day could be Eidu Lo Shimu, that's only by Zovek Tanu. Or by Zovek Gdoilu, V'sidu Aloch HaShlete, Tumah Mavsekes Beinayim, is even a rear from Tchilus Hayoim is gonna be a tumah of sekes by name, because it's kilu the posak adam at shoshoka acham. So after the hefsek tari, you saw that. That would be pshat and Tosfos chilik between the shita of the kusim and Rabbi Yosi's shita. I didn't look it up now, but I think I once saw in Chidushich some sefer on the sugya words that would he doesn't elaborate on it, but it would be able to. He says something about that the reason why the kusim are wrong is because the yom is a yom tomei. Also, it wasn't so clear, but if you see this, it's yitochan. This is what the Chassam Sefer meant also. That the problem with the kusim is that they didn't realize that the yom is a yom tomei. Maybe there's always a tumah mafsekes beinayim. Lemaisa, this sheet of Tosfos that there's a difference between Zovek Tana and Zovek Doyla is according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbanon argue on this. The Rabbanon hold that even a Zovek Tana, we don't say Kivin Shagasa Bepalga de Yom or Idach Palga Solik Lashima. The Rabbanon hold that the Isha that made a Hefzi is Zovek Tana needed Shemer Asim Kenegad Yom. She had Miktas Ayim, the beginning of the day was a Yom Noki. She was Toivel. Then they shechted the korban Pesach later, and she saw later in the day she has to bring a Pesach sheni. She has to bring a Pesach sheni because the ri at the end of the day is seisur lemafreya, and if it's seisur lemafreya, she was a tomei b'shast akrobas korban Pesach. So the rabbanon hold it even by zavak tanu we say it's seisur lemafreya. What's the taka the machlekes the rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi? That what's the machlekes? There's a sugi in Nozir and Aftesvov that's mavur that the machlekes complicating sugya. Mevuah the machlokes of Rabban and Rabbi Yosi is if you could take one day and divide it into two. Gemara declares it legabei. Gemara says Rav says halacha legabei nazirus. If somebody said hareini nazir l'ksheyir li ben v'nazir me'ayin, made two kabbalos nazirus. One nazir l'ksheyir li ben, when he'll have a baby boy, he's making a nazirus for 30 days, and then he's mekabel another nazirus now for 100 days. So the baby wasn't born yet. Hischel Limlay says Shulay, he started counting his own nazirus. The state in Mishnah says that if the baby was born before there was still 30 days left for his nazirus, up till Yom Shivim, up till 70 days of his own nazirus, so when the baby is born, he's mafsik his own nazirus, he's moimna the nazirus, the 30 days for the nazirus benoi, he's megaleach, then he goes back to his own nazirus and he's mashlim the last 30 days of his nazirus. But if it happens after the 70 days and there's no 30 days left for taglachas of his own nazirus, so he's moina nazirus benoi, and then he has to count over the whole the seisa shivim, he says the whole nazirus, the nazirus atzma he says. Zokti gemore, omar rav yom shivim, if the baby was born on the 70th day, oyle lekan o lekan, to be oyle for both, it could be for his nazirus and for the son's nazirus. The Gemara says that's totally Rav's din. Rav said his din alibi the Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yosi halt as shemer asiyem keneged yoyim that made miktas ayim kikuloi is half of the day could be considered yom noki, half of the day could be considered the yom tomei. Just like he says it over there, that the yom is eilu lekan o lekan, he holds yom shivam eilu lekan o lekan. The Rishonim HaMazber over there, that the Yisoid is, the Machlokes is, they call it as a Greira. If we say that the part of the day is Moshech the rest of the day, to be part of him. I'm going to go into the Protein. Tosfos talks about it, and the Rishonim also, that the Yisoid is that Tosfos says like this: Avada, somebody made a nazirus. Let's say somebody made a nazirus for 30 days. Says Aloch Miktas Yom Kikula. He finished his nazirus. Nobody argues that he could start another nazirus the same day. Finishes his nazirus Monday morning. Miktas Yom Kikula. He makes another nether of nazirus Monday afternoon. Monday counts again. Everybody agrees to that because the first nazirus is finished. The machlokes is if you're in the middle of a nazirus and you're being mafsik your nazirus for nazirus haben, if it could be nigrar after the beginning of the day, and that's the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon. Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon is if shemer asim keneged yoim is goyer the tchilas hayoim betumah, that's goyer the seif hayoim, or it's not goyer the seif hayoim. What's this shaila we have from Greira? What's the shaila? Look at an interesting din. There's a halacha we have it a few times in Menos Kusim. There's a halacha from Erna Mapelos also, from in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim, a peletas shechvazera seiser yom echad. Isha peletas shechvazera middle of Shiva Nikiyim, however it was, she read right here in the Gemara also, either she was Meshamish be Isser, or if she was Meshamish before, and she first got up later, whatever the case would be in Ba'ezavuk. Let's say Rashi says she was Meshamish be Isser, that would be the best echatimitsi. But let's say Shechva Zera, that's Meshamish be Isser, and Zera came out of her goof, so it's so Yom Echad. The Gemara by us says that it can't be. We had the Gemara over here. Boy, Ram Bachom Pelata Shechvazera Ma'ar Shetis Tishter Beziva. The Gemara zokt as Ravot gizokt from Chufa Shabeshter. It can't be. It should be Soiser because more than one day it can't be Soiser because Daya can buy a Balkeri is only Tomei that day. And to be Soiser only one day can either work because Achar Titter has to be the Shiva Nekim have to be Ritzufim, and if the Shiva Nekim have to be Ritzufim, So you can't be Soiser one day in the middle. Okay, L'maisi the maskona, the Gemara later in the Perek says that there's no such din that you need the shivanikim ritzufim. You only need that there shouldn't be a tumas zivam of sekes beinayim. If there'll be a different tumam of sekes beinayim, let's say dam leida, or according to dam nida, could be also, according to the Rambam, shita could be the, if you have a different kind of tumah which is not ziva, and who are din keri, or peleta shikhva zera, there's no din of ritzufim. There is a halacha that she says so yemech. The Rosh over here brings Shitas Rishonim. Means the Ravid Shitas, but let's say Shechvazera is only Sisa, Latiris, and not Labailo. He brings the Ravid Shita. The Ravid Shita is that the different Peleta Shechvazera is Sisa's Latiris, but she's not Sisa's Labailo. He brings a few Rais. Then he brings the Rai like this. He says, as the Gemara zokt, the Gemara brings a b'raisa later that Isha on the seventh day of the Shiva Nekiyim in the morning, midday raisa, she's allowed to be toivu left to miktas ayim kikulei. Achar, Reb Shimon Oim of Achar titar, Achar maisa titar. On the seventh day, if there's going to be Shiva sayim, if the miktas ayim kikulei, she can go to the mikveh. Later in the day, if she sees again, Aval omur chachomam osu lasis, ken chachomam ge'asa tzedostom, favos, shema tira v'tister. Because if she'll see later in the day, she's going to be seisa that day l'mafreya. So mamele, she's not allowed to do that. She'll go be tevil in the morning, she could be nichsha later, and then afterwards it's going to come back to, she'll be seisa. So you're not allowed to do that. But m'day reise, the tvila is oilelo, b'miktus hayim kikulot. Fregt zogt de Reivid, as le mustaber she tira tira al manas she let us happen. The Reivid fregt Akasha, as soon as she's going to be mishamish and she's going to stand up, she's going to be peleta shechva zera. So she's automatically going to be soisa that day. Hosta b'sa shayid le shemo, she might, shemo tira v'tister, if she's going to be mishamish by day, she'll be peleta shechva zera, automatically. Le mustaba that the Torah said that she has to stay laying a whole day and shalit esapach. Kenish zayin. So if the Ravid is a raya, peletas shechvazera is only a seiseres letayres and not lebaila. Zok the Rosh is a mishkin raya. V'nir li she'en a raya. The peletas ain't a seiseres yem achren. The last day there's no din of peletas shechvazera. Peletas shechvazera is only in the middle of the Shiva Nekiyim. The din that you saw, if the miktas ayem ki kuloi, there's no din of peletas shechvazera. The Rosh is shita. The vadai dam bezovo v'ziva bezav shesayisrim kol aminyan seisrim ader of yom shvi. Avol peletas shechvazeres en seiseres al yom echod im polta achas shesofro miktas ayem shuvei seiseres. He says the reason why the ikar stiras shechvazera mishum dolei mikri nekiim. The reason why shechvazera is seiser is because it's not considered a yom noki. And once you had already miktas ayem ki kule kvar shomo anikim, you don't need nikim anymore. And he brings this b'shem Rabbi Nuyoyna, and he brings Rabbi Nuyoyna said the same svara as him, that b'yem ha-shvi, there's no din of peletas shechvazera, and he brings a raya. Rabbi Nuyoyna brings a raya from Dama Nida. We have in that same Mishnah from Araya Dam b'yem ha-chadosor. So even according to Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel holds Yom Yud Aleph Bo Yishimur, but what if the next morning she had a Shimur Miktas Hayom Kikuloi, and then she went and she was Tevil, and she saw later in that day. That day is already Yemei Nida. She saw later in the day, it's already after the Yud Aleph Yom, it's Yemei Nida. Zok Beis Hillel, it's not Seisar the Mefreya. That's not Seisar. Because Nida is not Seisar, it doesn't make it a Yom Noki.
They still like now.
In Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel that holds you do need a Yom Shomer. Beis Hillel holds you do need Beis Shammai, I'm sorry. Beis Shammai. Okay, you're right. Beis Hillel holds that Pturim in Hakom. Beis Shammai says Chayovim Bekorban, So they hold that even that b'yem shel achrov, it's not going to be seiser. B'shamay. It's not going to be seiser because it's damanidus. So just as Dr. Benyamin, just like damanidus, not seiser in ziva. So keri is not even seiser in ziva. I mean, it's a shtel. It's not soisa. It's not soisa. So why in middle is it? Why in middle is it soisa? It's not yom nochi. I could always have miktus hayom kikuloi in the middle also. So there's no other miktus hayom kikuloi in the middle. So what if I saw in the beginning of the seventh day? If the whole chesaron is, you say the seventh day is only nikiyim, and if you saw in the beginning of the seventh day, you say what other din is there besides that it's not a yom nochi? Seems like there's two kinds of halachas over here. There's one halacha that in the middle of the Shiva Nikim there's a yom that's not a yom noki, and then there's something that's considered a stira, and that stira is only if you see it before you finish the Nikim. But if you see it in the middle, there's something that's called yom noki, which yom noki could only be before you finish the Nikim. Once you finish the Nikim, kvar sholmu, so there's no chesaron of noki. Then there's such a thing as stira that could be even after miktus hayom kikuloi that it's soisel lemafreya and it ruins the shiva nikim, even though there's no chesaron of nikias now. There's no din of yom noki anymore because kvar shomu nikiyim. But if she saw dam, which is dam ziva, that's going to be soisel. What's the pshat in that din? Rabbi Chanan talks about this in Kervitz Aorus. You can look over there, his mahalach. I want to say a different mahalach. There's a Ran later on of Lamed Vov. The Ran says, if the Gemara says that there's a din from Dover HaGoyrim Soyser, and Dover She'ene Goyrim Eine Soyser, so the Ran says that the Riyah, the third Riyah of the Isha, or a Riyah's Dam in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim, is a Goyrim Tumas Shiva. It's Machayiv 7 days. Even though the Ikir din of Shiva Nikim is only someone who saw 3 days. Isha ki Yosef Zev Domo Yomim Rabin Belo Yasni ki Yosef Zev Domo Yomim Rabin Belo Yasni Dosa. It has to be Yomim Shnayim Rabin Shloish. You have to have 3 days to see. But once you already saw 3 days and you need Shiva Nikim, any year that you're going to see in the middle of the Shiva Nikim is a Gurgim Tumas Shiva. And the pshat from that is that it's mitzdarif to the first 3 years. It's not a riyah rishayna. It's a riyah revius. She saw 3 times, and then she needs shiva nikim. In the middle of the nikim, she saw again. So that's number 4. So the shiva nikim starts after the 4th riyah. The reason why you saw so is because you never began any shiva nikim yet. The shiva nikim starts after you finish. First, you have to stop the ziva, and then you can have shiva nikim. But if she sees down in the middle of the Shiva Nikim, so the first few days will be formed to Aram Mizayva. She didn't finish her years yet. So those days don't count. Is that same din could be Bayem HaShvi, after she already had Miktas Hayem Kikuloi, she could be Soysa L'mafreya. Because if she's going to see Dam on the seventh day, it still is the seventh day, she's going to see Dam, that's going to be considered a real revius of her Ziva. The Gantz Shiva Nikim is Bokul. Because the Shiva Nikim was before she was Tara Mizayva, because she didn't see this Nuriya yet. Masha'enke in Peletas Shechva Zera, which is not a Riyah that could be Mitztarev to the Ziva, has nothing to do with the Ziva. It's not a Yayin Roki. Dr. Rosh, if the Nikiyas is over, then we don't mind that you saw Shechva Zera. So Yitochan, as maybe that's the Machloikis, the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yossi. Machlek is the Rabbon and Rabbi Yossi in Zavik Tana is totally in them. That by Rabbi Yossi Zok, that you don't say, that you say that you're Shivim Oilu Lekan Lekan, you can divide a day into two. Zok to Rabbi Yossi, Mamela, I could say that if I have the beginning of the day was a Yoim Tomei, I could say the second part of the day was a Yoim Toir. It's not Mitzarev. I could say if the beginning of the day was a Yoim was a yom tohir, even though she saw later in the day, it's not that is not mitzaref the mafreya. Both ways, the basis says both ways. If the first part of the day was tomei, the second half of the day could be tohir, and if the first part of the day was tohir, it doesn't bother me if the second half of the day is tomei, because it's not good, it's not mitzaref to before. The Rabbonon argue on this thing. The Rabbonon halten that once I say miktas ayom kikuloi, The Rabbanon hold it, even if I say Miktas Hayom Kikuloi, but the second half of the day can't be Nidin as a day Bifnei Atzma. It's Nidra, still also the first part of the day. So a Riyah that I see in that part of the day is going to be Mitztarif L'mafreya. It's going to be Mitztarif L'mafreya. Then it's going to be there wasn't a havaya acheres of Targa, and who had in that there was no Shivanikim didn't start yet. There's never a chetimtzah of whatever you see now is whatever I see now is all part of the first three. And Meila had nothing in between. There wasn't even a mikdash ayim kikulay. That's what the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yosi. Not certainly came with Milsa the Agadata. This week came in Mechkalein Tvegen the Brochas. Brochas from Yankiv and Esav. I saw once a drosh of the Nachlus David. Fit it into the Psukim exactly. If the Klal from the Ramo, the Ramo Zokt in his Akdomet, his Sefer Mechir Yayin, he says, the Adin Ein Meshivan al Adroshes. He says a beautiful pshat in the parasha from the Brochas. Steht, Yankiv got the Brochas. Then is Esav gekommen, he asked Yitzchak for a Broch. Yitzchak, what should I do for you? Afalan. I gave it away. Borachicho b'mirmo v'ikach b'chasecho. It's a ketainet, achi korosh mo Yaakov, v'akveni zeh pa'amayim. Dr. Wazel Lechton, alo yatzalta li brocha, did you leave something over for me? Dr. Yitzchak, nothing left for you. Hein gvir samtiv loch, v'skolecho v'nasato ilay la'avodim, v'dogam v'sirish sinachtiv loch. What should I do for you? I gave everything away. Yisav had ketainet weiter, shlid v'yisa, Yisav is koidle v'yev, he started crying. Mitam ol gevon brochas ha'am. So Yitzchak told him, "He named Mishmanu Olat Yim Shavachem Vital Shemayim Yol V'Achal B'Chatichya." What happened? He came with a ganze thing he wants brachas. So Yitzchak told him, "There's nothing left." So as he cried, "So we give him brachas and Mishdo." What was the Gishem? So the Gevaldige Zach. Look at this. He starts off in the Chakira. Hatzlochas and Inyon Eilam Hazan. Someone has a lot of money. Or even he says someone should be free, have freedom, not have shibud malchis. Is that considered a brocha or not? Look, the Olam Hazeh, the Chbemnes is, the Gresh in Yisrael, Ashiris is a Gefarlach in Yisrael. There's people in the Erderan. Well, what's so good about being rich? He says, Gefarlach is a. And weiter he says, Nias is Moir of the Tshuva. Maybe that's going, Efshad does go a brocha. She would malchius. I'm saying there's a guy who's in there, right? So who said that's a chesor? Maybe if I can't, it's the biggest to say it's the tshuva. When things go good, it's Rachman al Islam, Yishman Yishun al Yivot. Maybe it's not a bracha. He talks about it, he's marich and them. Maskoni, he says, Lamaisa, it is a good thing. Because Lamaisa, Anias is mavir, Asaodam Adaita, Valdas Koinoi. Lamaisa, Anias brings also Nisyonis, brings Gefarlach and Nisyonis, and she would malchius also. Again, we see now we know the Chofetz Chaim with Gizok. As my ganz shein Arizkim for that Golus, we did a great job with the Golus. He's shown the Svorim Shafel, the Alts von Golus. We did pretty good with the Golus. I mean, aber wie nicht wie, es ist nicht dasselbe. Es ist stört Avodas Hashem. Shivat Malchi ist stört Avodas Hashem. Aber the Maisi says, it's a broche, but it's a broche, but it's not a kira, not a broche, it's a broche or not. The real broche, Birchus Hashem, is that a person should have atzloch and yonim that are kayonim, things that should bring him elam haba, and he should have the real brichas Hashem from kedusha and teira and mitzvahs, and that's the real broch. Says it steht when Yankiv came to Yitzchak for the brochas, steht v'lohi kiroi ki hoyu yodov ki de'esav ochiv seirois v'ivor chayu. What was the broch? V'yemer ata ze bni esav v'yemer oni hagishavi. Then he says, "Vayorech esrech begodov." Said, "Nochem alvei varichayu." Vayomer ei reich bni kireich sadat sheberich Hashem v'yitin lechalikim atal shemayim. In that, because v'yitin is vov and it's something before. That too, like nochem brocha v'yitin lechalikim atal shemayim shmanei yoretz. Says the ikir brocha that he gave, that Yitzchak gave Yankiv, he gave him the first brocha by varichayu. Brocha ne'alom me'in kol. We didn't say what the brocha is. Sheyehei ha'mevoyroch. So Zayin gebenched from the Eibushter. That was the brocha he gave. Then, atzuga like v'yitin l'chol l'kim, the Ebrish is all the Geben, at the Geben, tal ha-shamayim, shmani ha-oretz, rev dogon v'tzira, shev duch ha-amim, he'll give you altus and daf oban v'hilam hazan, he'll take off shibud malchis from you, that's b'noisaf to the brocha sheheh ha-mavoyrach. The Kumar Eisav, I gave the bracha. Dr. Mitzchak, I gave that away already. The bracha book shana beg again. Eisav, I gave the bracha. It says, I gave him away everything. Und es kommt da zusammen, muss den Schabbos lernen. Er zeigt, Tage, was, weißt du, wir suchen andere Brüche, es gehen andere Plätze. Dann Tage, alle sind gebencht. Hey, hu am Avoyruch, wir sollen die gebenchten Menschen. Tage, alle sollen haben, Birchus Hashem, der Dürr ist Eulam. Yeah.